So for me, so I'm gonna tell y'all, okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with being friends with your ex. That's me personally. Like, if you know, like, because sometimes, you know how you have those relationships where, like, you were better off as friends? You know what I'm saying? Like, you should have never dated type thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's so crazy because I had an ex that, he was a mess. He was a mess. But, like, he's such a cool person. Like, as a boyfriend, he sucks. But, like, as a friend, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm, like, somebody to talk to, somebody, like, you know, hang out with. Like, you want to get a good laugh. You want to just talk about life. Talk about anything, like, anything in the world, all the way to, like, the planet. He was so cool. So cool. You know what I'm saying? And still cool to this day. His girlfriend don't like me, so that's why we don't talk to this day. But it's all good. and really, I don't even know why. You know what I'm saying? I did nothing. I'm not a homewrecker. You know, he just... It's what it is. And I respect it, right? But, so I had an ex that, you know, did his thing or whatever the case may be. And, you know, I still was okay with, like, being his friend afterwards. Now, probably not immediate. Let me think. I don't know. I'm trying to think about because I know when we were talking I'm trying to figure out because I broke up with him, so no, it wasn't immediate. It wasn't, because I'm not gonna listen, this is gonna be a topic for another time. You know, we can talk about breakups, like, yeah, that's probably gonna be my next podcast. I'm just gonna throw it out there anyway. But yeah, so I broke up with him because we was at a point to where it was like nobody, we didn't trust each other, you know. And so we wasn't talking right then. I think later on. But it's so crazy though, because like there's not one ex. I'm trying to think about an ex that have never tried to talk back to me. I can't even name one. And I haven't had many relationships. But like, I can't come up with one person. Let me stop saying that shit. I am that girl, okay? I am that girl. Because, like, a lot of times, like, I don't want to, you know, come off as, like, trying to be cocky or whatever. But it's like, I really am that girl. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, like, because what the fuck are you doing? I can't see y'all. I be just backing in and shit. And it's like, what the fuck is this bitch looking at? Like, I can't see nothing, y'all. I don't know. I'm probably parking in this shit. Wrong as shit. Okay, I can see now. I can see now. Honey, you do not need all that space to back in. Like, your car is just the biggest. Like, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm so rude. I'm backing back now. And then looking over here in my damn face, like, the fuck? Anyway, but these people make me sick, y'all. Like, I'm nice to a certain extent, but just certain things just, like, really irritate my soul. Like, irritate my soul. Anyway, and it's too early for that. But, yeah, so, like I was saying, so, yeah, we ended up how we ended up, and then we ended up becoming friends. I feel like, you know, as long as you guys are on the same page, then you can definitely be friends. But let me be completely honest, like, my ex-husband, he was not cool with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't cool that I was friends with my ex or whatever. But, you know, what I had to explain to him was, you know, we've been friends way before I even met you. And ain't nothing ever happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing. So if nothing happened then, it's not going to happen now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just doesn't, for me, it just doesn't make sense. Like, I'm sorry fellas, if y'all just ran into these females that just ain't hitting on nothing, that just be lying, that be doing all this crazy stuff, that be, you know, flexed up, you know, showing you something from the beginning that's not really them. I'm just not that chick. I'm giving it to you raw. Nothing about me changes, like, nothing at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I literally been kicking it with a person for 2 years, no relationship. Like, we just been mad cool, and, like, I have not flipped. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he seen me when I was sad, seen me when I was upset, seen me when I was happy. Like, you know, so he knows me. You know what I'm saying? I think that's good, like, in any relationship, friendship, whatever the case may be. Like, you actually get to know that person. So, you kind of know what you're dealing with, what you're getting, or whatever like that. So, you know how to move with a person. But I just never been a type to where I feel like I just got to be sneaky about some shit now. It was a time where I did think, like, damn, like, nobody's going to want me to be friends with this particular ex. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, fuck it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because when you coming to me, I'm not asking you to cut people off. I'm not telling you to cut people off. You know, I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to your ex. I'm not talking to your female friends. I'm not talking to anybody. Like, it's you that I'm talking to. Until you give me a reason not to trust you, or whatever the case may be, like, you're not keeping it real, then we don't have anything to talk about. And for me, I like for people to keep it real, because I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to tell you stuff that you probably don't want to hear, but guess what? I'm keeping that shit real, because I'm giving you an option. You got an option to stay here. You ain't obligated to stay here. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. Pack your shit and go. You know, or don't unpack at all. That's how I look at it. I think that it also depends on the situation, because you could be in a situation to where, you know, his ex or her ex still have feelings for them, so they pretend to be a friend. You know what I'm saying? But y'all, we grown. We know. Like, you know your ex still wants you or not. Because 9 out of 10, they done told you. They ain't went nowhere. They still trying to be around. They still trying to come around family. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not speaking for all. I'm speaking for some. You know what I'm saying? Like, they still trying to come around family. You know, they sending you pictures of, you know, stuff like back in the day shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, little stuff like that. And make little suggestions here and there. You know what I'm saying? Me, I try to, and I've been in situations like that all the time. And it's like, I try to avoid from even going there. Like, it's like they try to put up these walls. So it's like, you have no choice but to answer my question, or, you know, feed into, you know, what I'm giving you. I don't respond. I just look at it. I don't heart nothing. I don't like. It got so bad to where, like, I could not respond. Because any thumbs up, any heart emoji, any smiley face emoji, it triggered, like, okay, I got a chance. And you do not. That's just me being nice. You know, it's nice, it's sweet, but, you know, it is what it is. Like, we're done. And for me, it's like I said, I've had a conversation on my podcast before where I've talked about if I could ever get back with an ex. I just can't do it. Like, it's just not in my blood. You know what I'm saying? It's just not. Like, my soul won't even let me do it. It ain't even most of my heart. Like, my heart is very, like, okay, let's try it again. And that's what gets me stuck where I'm at. But my soul, my mental, my physical, spiritual, like, it will not. You know what I'm saying? I am a true believer in when it's done, it is done. Like, getting back together years later, it's not in my book. And I'm writing my own book. Like, it's not in my book. So it's like, any man that gets with me, they have to understand that I will never get back with my ex. I don't dream about my ex. I don't fiend for my ex. I don't crave for my ex. Anybody that I've ever dated that is now in the past, I do not think about like that at all. My kids' fathers, I definitely have love for them. I'm not in love with them. Of course, I don't want anything bad to happen to them. I want them to have a great life, because that means my kids are going to have a great life. And I want them to be healthy. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that, and find who it is that they're destined to be with. It just wasn't going to be me. You know, I've never been broken up with. Never, you know, never been left like none of that, you know? And I'm not saying that I was perfect in any relationship. I'm not saying that because we all have our flaws. But, I mean, my flaws were so bad. Why didn't we? I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had a guy one time. I was like, well, it got to be you. Why it got to be me? Because I ain't with nobody? That's a choice, sweetheart. That's a choice that I decided. Hey, I don't want to do this. I'm out. And it was just that. Was it simple? No. But it happened when it was time to happen. You know what I'm saying? When you get tired of talking about things so much, it's just like, okay, girl, you're either in this to win this and continue to suffer, or you're going to get out and be happy. Even if that means you got to be by yourself for the next couple of years or so. It's what it is. My happiness is everything. I enjoy drinking my wine. I enjoy smoking my hookah. I enjoy watching my vlogs on YouTube. I enjoy coming up with different ideas on what I'm trying to do. I enjoy definitely my kids and their energy and listening to them and their stories and us just bonding and, you know, making sure that I'm there for them, making sure I'm there for myself, you know, making sure I'm there for my friends. And I mean, it's a lot that I do mentally, physically, emotionally, physically, all that good stuff. Spiritually, I said that. Emotionally. Yeah, it's a lot that I do. A lot that I put into, but I'm just a good person. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it can be a good and bad thing. Because sometimes I feel like I pour into others more than I should. But it's what it is. But I just feel like as adults, you guys, we should accept the person for who they are. Accept who they bring with them. Because nobody is completely alone. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that ex was there to bring them out of like a crazy experience. You know, they probably lost their parents, lost a family member, we'll just say that, etc. And, you know, they were there for that, not for sexual reasons or to get back together, but it's, you know, that's their dog. And again, some people were just meant to be friends and not in a relationship, and there's nothing wrong with that. I just feel like people put just too much time into foolishness. Like, it's really not that serious. You know, I be damned. Like, I've been told what to do all the way up until I graduated high school by my parents. I'm not getting into a relationship for somebody to tell me what they, like what they rules are. Who the hell are you talking to? Like, who you talking to, baby? Go run that on somebody else, but you're not about to run it on me. Let me tell y'all something. Don't let this cute face, you know what I'm saying, like, sweet, innocent look fool you. I do not play when it comes to a man trying to tell me what to do. Like, we're not playing that them type of games over here. Now, it's different if it's, like, beneficial. You know what I mean? But, like, that insecure shit, that controlling shit, that's not going to ride over here. Now, a lot of people be like, oh, Angel, you know, but you talk about being submissive. But that's different. You know what I'm saying? It's not your man. Now, you do have some men that, you know, maybe they are controlling their women and this, that. That's not a woman being submissive to a man. That's when you're being submissive to a man, I'm being submissive to a man that I trust with leading me and my family. Meaning me and my kids. You know what I'm saying? I trust his judgment. I trust the decisions that he's going to make. You know, he's dominant. He makes me feel feminine. He's, you know, like, he's my man. Like, that's all I see. And I really got to love you and be in love with you. And, again, you got to be the person that I see. Like, if you, like, turn me up and you ain't got to do too much, like, my ex, like, he could just be in the room, and I was okay with that. You know what I'm saying? That's all I needed for him to just be there, and I would just, like, love his energy. You know what I'm saying? At some point. But, you know, eventually things change, and it's what it is. But I mean, that's how it is, like, with being submissive and stuff like that. you know, not to get off topic though, but yeah, I just feel like we all are grown, you know, meet each other friends and stuff while you're still dating, you know, or before you decide to take it to the next level. Like I said, I feel like people move too quick in relationships and getting into these relationships because it's like, oh, I haven't had love in so long, or I haven't, you know, felt this in so long. It's like, I just want to jump into it. Don't give it some time. You know, give it some time to, like, wind down. Nothing that you have to jump straight into. Oh, my God, yeah, I cannot wait to take this nap. I'm just, like, really thinking about my eyes shutting right now. But, yeah. You know, just, you know, take your time. You don't have to rush or whatever. I think, you know, a good year is good to, you know. I mean, I don't know. For me, when I think about my situation, I was with my ex-husband for 5 years. And then I broke up. I filed for divorce. And then a couple months after that, I met my ex. And we was together for 4 years. Like, I literally did not give myself any time to breathe, to moonwalk, to anything like that. Maybe, like, a little bit, but not a lot. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm just, like, really enjoying, and it's cool, but I'm just a relationship type girl. Like, I'm not really the one to, like, really sit around and be single and do single stuff. Like, it's nothing wrong with that, but it's just, you know, I don't know. Maybe because I've always been in relationships, so I just feel that. But I love relationships. You know what I'm saying? I like them. I love them. Like, you know, especially if it's healthy and it's beneficial. Like, I do. And even if you're, like, in relationships and, you know, it didn't work out. But, you know, sometimes you learn from relationships. I like to learn from relationships. I like to learn that, you know, everybody is different. Everybody have different, everybody's different. I was trying to find something, but I can't. I'm sleepy, y'all. I'm sleepy. But, yeah, for real, like, everybody is different. Everybody's different. And y'all have to know that. You also have to know the difference. Like, you don't know if somebody's really into you, if somebody's really not into you. Like, you're definitely gonna know. Like, don't ignore the signs. You're gonna know if you're the only one, if you're not the only one. Because, obviously, their full attention will not be directly on you. Now, it's different if they have motion going. You know what I'm saying? Different businesses, different jobs, different places that they gotta be at a time. And then you just gotta understand, like, okay, I know this person is out doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? You're going to miss them. You're going to want them and need them and different things, whatever like that. But it's not that serious, you know? Because I do run into people where it's like, you know, oh, I like this guy. But it's just like, he's just so busy. Well, when you got with him, I'm sure he let you know he was busy. You know what I'm saying? When you got with this girl, I'm sure she let you know she have a couple of male friends. And I think we guys need to stop getting so wrapped up in social media. Like, that's still not all the people in the world that you've met and that you saw. It's just certain people that put their bullshit online and then you see it. Bullshit ass quotes online and then you see it. You consume it and you feel like it's a part of your life, and it's not. That's when the insecurity mind start to kick in, and now your relationship going downhill because you read a quote that you feel like matches up to what the hell you've been talking about to your spouse. Like, I cannot make this shit up. I'm so serious. Keep stop. Listen, I do not like social media. The only reason why I have social media is because of my podcast, because of my candy business, because of, you know, multiple things or whatever. And it's just like, but I do not like social media like that. Like, I post to keep my podcast page alive. So I do posting or whatever like that. And once I start my candy business back up, I am going to, you know, continue to post on that as well. And it's just like, I could live without social media. Like, I'm really not really on social media like that. Like, when I am around people and we're just chilling, I may go and stroll a little bit. And then after that, I have games on my phone. I love to play games. You know what I'm saying? To, like, get my mind and stuff in line. Or, you know, I like to write. I actually download this thing, y'all. It's like a journal. It actually came a part of the iPhone. If you had Android, like, download a journal to your phone and just, like, you know, if you want to actually physically write, you can. Because I used to do that. Very therapeutic. But I like to just, you know, write things of how I'm feeling. I like to write letters and stuff to God and, you know, just talk about things that I want to happen in my life or whatever, because there's a lot that has happened in my life. But I'm more happy now, you know, so it's what it is. But yeah, y'all, don't be discouraged when it comes to your significant others having exes as their friends. Sometimes it's genuine, and then sometimes it's not, but you're gonna know that. You're gonna know that firsthand. It's not, I mean, women's intuition is never wrong, number one. You know what I'm saying? A female that's really into her ex and she's jealous that he's with somebody else, especially if he got some good ass sex. Like, you know, most females, they don't want to let that go either. Like, dude ain't talking about nothing but the sex is good. Me, I ain't like that. And I'm only saying that because I've heard females say that. Not that I was in a situation like that. I don't give a damn what you put down. I don't care about that. Because what if that shit don't work no more? Then what's left? Then that's when women start leaving. You know what I'm saying? But like a woman that truly loved you for you, you know, and wants to see you do well and wants you, you know, healthy and different things. That's why I speak about, you know, like massaging your man, like doing things for your man. You know, do things that's going to help him in the long run. Because that, I was about to say something else. That man going to get old. Okay? He's going to get old. And he's going to need your help. You know, men are like babies. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, you want somebody that's going to not take care of you like, you know, like a child, but kind of somewhat like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, your woman really cares about, did you eat today? You know, let me meal prep so you can have food for lunch. You know, take food. Listen, my ex has lost a lot of weight. Excuse me. But yet I put on, I don't understand. But we used to cook our ass off. You know what I'm saying? Used to cook our ass off. I remember I did used to meal prep for us or whatever like that. Like, you know when your lady is into you and only you, and you'll start to believe that. And I'm telling you, a lot of my exes believe, like, oh, you know, she'll come back. Or you just saying that. And then they always end up being that ex that I don't never come to. I don't never show no. You know what I'm saying? Now they believe in what I've been telling them the whole time. And I'm like, listen, dude, keep telling you I'm not the type of person that go back to my ex. I don't care about my ex. X, Y, and Z. You know what I'm saying? And now they that same ex. It's like, damn. I guess you said the truth all along. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I like new anyway. Like, I don't like going backwards. I don't even like bagging my car back. I'm just saying, I did it today, but I was, oh Lord, I couldn't even see. But I don't know. I don't. Do not like going back. Anyway, y'all, I'm about to go ahead and take this nap. I ain't even learned. I can feel it, and it feel like it's going to be so good. But I wanted to go ahead and upload this podcast for you guys. And, you know, I'll definitely be back with, you know what? I'm going to come back with a story time. Yeah, tell y'all about these crazy ass breakups and stuff. So yeah, anyway, talk to you guys later.